The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
I want you. I need you. I want you to be my tonight. You need me. Tease me. Do you want to throw you away?
Got a giant dumbed-down population now that wants free stuff. The big mega banks and brainwashing TV at a weaponized level is going to drive them now into rioting, looting, henpecking, bullying, bossing until everybody else submits and becomes open slaves of the multinationals. Then in mass, they're going to move even more of our factories into Cuba with slave wages and will arrest or machine gun anybody gets in their way. Cubans try to get on boats and come over here, they'll machine gun them, and our media says it's good, it's liberal. I got an article here where the official paper in Havana of the government called Obama basically N-word light and then said the dumb black man is how it translates. Because that's what, I mean, have you ever been to Latin America? Oh, I know, racism against black people is only here. I love how dumb the general public is. How ignorant, man. I'm not talking about our audience. I mean all these politically correct idiots. Cuban state media, Negro Obama incited rebellion and disorder. And the headline was, "Don't you understand, you dumb black man?" And again, nothing against Latin America. Every culture, especially the more primitive, and all our cultures have been primitive, the more you're tribal. You'll have one neighborhood of whites in Ireland that doesn't like the other neighborhood of whites, even if they're all Catholic. They'll just go kill each other sometimes because that's what people do. Just like you'll have two cats. Both of them can be white. Both of them can be black. Both of them can be spotted. Or one can be white. One can be brown. One can be cream. One can be, and they'll get in a big fight out there. Over territory. It's what territorial creatures do. The difference is, as you advance in a civilization, you make territorialism about your freedoms, your liberties, your ideas, and your right to exercise them, and to have free association and meet other people like that, and have your right to associate with who you want. That's not called discrimination. And then they conquer the cultures, and then they make you take this plastic globalist culture on that is pure societal death, which is all about obsessing and becoming more tribal than ever, but about all sorts of mindless, stupid things. Everybody's been asking me at stores, you name it, what happened to your hands? Were you crucified or something? I told everybody I'm deadlifting heavy and was successful. Did a whole bunch of heavy deadlifting, and I just went too long, and my hands gave out doing 400 pounds after I'd already done it some, and it just, you know, ripped the skin away. It's just a classic injury, no big deal, and I'm glad that I'm getting calluses like I had back in high school and college, because, I mean, I had calluses, but they got torn off, and I just need to get some straps or something. I don't need to be lifting that heavy anyways. I don't know what I was doing. The problem is it's so easy to lift 400. You want to do 500. In fact, that's what I'm going to do. Just as for a stunt, I'm going to shoot for 600 the next 4 or 5 months, and I'm going to deadlift 600 pounds, you know, free weight. And it's not that much, but, you know, for 235 pounds, it's pretty good because I know I can do 500 right now. The difference is I just got to not tear my hands apart. Okay, I'm digressing. When I come back from break, Mike, Doug, Phil, Ollie, Renee, and others, I am going to your phone calls on the other side. When you hear somebody hang up, that's your chance to get involved on air. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, and we will get you up and on the air, 800-259-9231. I'm Alex Jones, your host. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network. Their site's GCNLive.com. Massive censorship coming up. I mentioned this. We're going to play the video. White House censors French president saying Islamist is terrorism. Unprecedented. And then I'm going to tie that into something I plugged the last 2 days that I was going to cover. I didn't cover how private intelligence agencies, you heard me, private, run most of the media along with the CIA. We told you that a long time ago. It came out in Congress, but now it's all admitted. We'll be back straight ahead with your phone calls as they announce they're stealing the election from Trump.
There's no easy way to tell you this, but you're being overcharged for your razors. Should an 8-pack of blades really cost $32? At Harry's, our answer is no. Harry's gives you a smooth, comfortable shave with the highest quality razors and only charges about half of what our competitors do. You might be thinking, wait, you can do that? You can just choose to charge less for something really well made? Well, yeah. We really do believe in providing our customers with the highest quality products at the best value possible. We're able to do this because we own our factory, ship directly to you, and because, well, we don't think it's fair to overcharge. Thankfully, our customers agree. Since launching Harry's, over 1 million guys just like you have made the switch and have been telling us how much better their shaving experience is. Try Harry's Starter Set today. With it, you get our ergonomic razor handle, extra blades, and our shave cream. That's a month's worth of shaving for just $15. As an added bonus, if you use code 5959 at checkout, we'll take $5 off your first purchase. That's Harry's.com, code 5959.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Turn on the news and you'll hear stories of natural disasters, political unrest, and financial crisis. In times of uncertainty, how will you take care of your family's most basic needs? Food Insurance, America's most trusted provider of freeze-dried emergency food, has solutions that fit your family's needs and budget. Our meals are delicious, nutritious, and come with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. For a limited time, we are sending a free freeze-dried meal to all listeners of this program. Go to foodinsurance.com and request your free meal today. That's foodinsurance.com.
Investments in securities involves the risk of loss. The following is a far too common tale of investing in annuities. A successful couple invested a large portion of their savings in annuities, thinking they were a safe way to guarantee a dependable income stream no matter what the market did. But it didn't take long for them to regret their decision. They were locked into low returns, faced potential tax consequences, and that they couldn't get out of their annuities without paying huge penalties. They were stuck, and so was their money. Suddenly, their retirement hopes and dreams were in danger. But it didn't have to happen to them, and it doesn't have to happen to you. You can avoid the annuity trap. Here's one way. Get the free report, Annuity Insights, your guide to better understanding annuities, by calling 1-800-379-4442. Written by Forbes columnist and money manager Ken Fisher's firm, this powerful report could help save you from major financial heartache, and it's offered today for free. If you have an annuity or are considering one, claim your free annuities guide today. Hurry, free copies are limited. Call now, 1-800-379-4442. 1-800-379-4442.
Councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, 3 shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
But I also believe a lot of gun owners would agree that AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
For many of the police and guard troops, it is an uncomfortable job to do this in an American city.
Global governance at last. Is it one world? The central bank is in charge. But aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do?
As for me, give me liberty or give me death!
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
That's right, and we are well into the second hour of this global broadcast on this live original Friday transmission, April 1st, 2016. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Of course, we're also going to be here. I'm going to be live this Sunday in studio, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time with a Sunday broadcast to cover all the latest stuff that develops on Saturday up until Sunday afternoon. I'm going to your phone calls here in about 2 minutes. Mike, Doug, Phil, Eva, Renee, if you just joined us, Karl Rove's announced it. Priebus, the head of the Republican National Committee, has announced it. It's official. Drudge has the headline up there saying April Fools votes for Trump, but no delegates. They're also announcing that Bernie Sanders is getting 70-plus percent of the vote, but Hillary will get the delegates, the majority, 60%. In fact, they're basically saying if he won all of them, she'd still get most of them. That's just how it works in America because they said so. And the New York Times has a big article explaining how it's totally normal and no big deal. Just like it's totally normal and no big deal to have the government bringing in hundreds of thousands, that's not 10,000, of illegals from the Middle East, mainly military-age men, and then giving them fake, well, they're not fake, they're real IDs, but fake identities, Social Security numbers, and putting them in Section 8 housing. Same thing in Europe. That's in the news in Germany. And then if you criticize it, you get arrested. Well, here's two articles just out in the last hour, both up on InfoWars.com. The video, White House censors French president saying Islamists is terrorism. Because you're not allowed to say that. The government said so. 3 years ago, Obama told the media, don't use it. And you know what? They follow what he says. They use the words he says. That's only done in North Korea. And now in the West. I mean, I'm actually having an anxiety attack on air right now. I'm not kidding. This is so crazy. Watching them say they're taking the popular vote away. They're appointing presidential candidates now. They're openly saying they're doing it. They are. Every day I see articles in Germany, France, England, where someone will tweet, yeah, I saw a woman wearing a burqa today, and I asked her what she thought about the bombing. And then the police go and arrest him at his house. Well, this is today. DrudgeReport.com's linked to it in the middle column. It's a Paul Joseph Watson article at InfoWars.com. UK police force threatens home visits. Well, I love how we even water stuff down. People think we exaggerate. Paul goes with stuff that's like, just because the reality's too bad. If we're guilty, it's watering stuff down. UK police force threatens home visits for inaccurate tweets, just like Spain, criticize government, criticize taxes, criticize Muslims, criticize protected groups. Remember Robin Page, 10 years ago we had him on, host of One Man and His Dog. He walks from town to town visiting restaurants and pubs. He said rural communities deserve the same rights as Muslims and gays. They arrested him for saying he deserved the same rights. That was in the news. The BBC said, we apologize for his evil. Because, you see, if they can have 1984 level control, they can do it. Before you post, think, is it true? They decide, not a court, see? Not a court anymore for libel. H, is it hurtful? See, if someone says it's hurtful, then that defines it. Is it illegal? Is it necessary? Oh, it needs to be necessary for your speech now. And, wow, and is it kind? I don't know, is it kind, England and the UK, when you funded Al-Qaeda and ISIS to kill 400,000 people, mainly Christians? Was that kind? Was it kind funding the Arab Spring? Was it kind? All the pedophilia being run by the pedophile rings that run the UK on record? Where you even slit the little kids' throats, it's come out in the news? Oh, we see. You want to ban free speech because all these criminal groups are in control, from the Vatican to the Crown to all of them, and they want to be able to arrest us for not wanting them to slit little girls' throats. Now, I'll say this. The average cops in England are listeners and know what's going on. I run into a bunch of them. County police, state police, London police. A lot of listeners there. And but the people running the show are total tyrants. Total tyrants. And it's out of control. Exercise your free speech in the UK, folks, or lose everything. I'm going to your calls, but let's play the French president, who I'm no fan of, but let me tell you. What is it? Something like 25% of Muslims who are citizens polled in France said they support suicide bombing? And he says it's Islamic terror? He's the one that brought them in, though. but he at least says the truth, and our own White House censors it, and they have the person, the interpreter, just not say it. You talk about 30 seconds from midnight, not 2 minutes. I mean, we are in the belly of the beast, folks. I'm going to Doug and Mike here in a second, but here's the French president being censored in America. Imagine, American presidents have gone to Moscow and, like, you know, like Reagan and people, and given speeches, and it wasn't censored on the live radio. They didn't censor Khrushchev when he came here and beat his shoe at the. But man, let me tell you, it is now, because it's okay, because Obama's black, and, well, Michelle, you know, she tells us what to eat, and if your school district doesn't eat what she says, they're going to fine you thousands of dollars per kid. Boy, we sure live in a free country, don't we? And it's only going to get worse by the minute until people wake up and break with this stuff. Let's go to the clip, here it is.
We're also making sure that between Europe and the United States, there can be a very high-level coordination. But we're also well aware that the roots of terrorism...
Et nous devons agir en Irak et en Syrie. C'est ce que nous faisons dans le cadre de la coalition.
And it goes on for a while. So they both cut the audio, then she doesn't know what's going on. Someone's saying something in her ear, and then she goes back.
Losing ground thanks to the strikes we've been able to launch with the coalition. We are continuing to support Iraq. This is also a decision we have taken, supporting the Iraqi government and making sure
they
can claim back.
Let's start it over again for folks who are listening on the radio and for TV viewers. This is so incredible. Just like MSNBC, CNBC, ESPN, peaceful people saying libertad in Cuba, drug away, and then the reporters get off on it. It's like fun. Like, man, we get to drag folks away now, but we're the guys up here on the podium. It's fun. We're on the winning team now. They're coming, folks. They're getting us ready. Like Drudge was told by the Supreme Court justice last year, and the stuff he was told was so scary. He told me a lot of it. A lot of it he didn't tell me, but he told me a lot more than what you heard on air, and he was concerned. He was ringing the alarm. He was told, no, next year they're coming for everybody's free speech. We're here. And what do all the social justice warriors in our videos we shot all over the country, they come over and go, check your white privilege. You can't do interviews. You're white. And you're standing there going, excuse me? They go, yeah. Did you hear me? Get me some muscle over here. You know, these people are totalitarians, people. Don't be scared of them. If we all get cowed of these people, it's over. You got to hit the streets. You got to get active. You got to start your own podcast, your own YouTubes, your own letter to the editor, your own local newsletter, your own micro FM, pirate, whatever. I don't care. It's war now, folks. It's war. And if you're listening to us on a local AM or FM station, I need you right now to go put up billboards for them, support them, put ads in the paper for folks to tune in, whatever. You need to get aggressive. We're in a war. All in or lose everything. Folks, if you're not all in, we're going to lose everything. You understand? You're all in now, folks, or we lose everything. This is a hot takeover. This isn't some Cold War creeping takeover anymore. They're getting ready to go full operational. It did wake up the police and military in the last 8 years when they started telling them, get ready to arrest veterans and gun owners and take them to work camps. But that still flew, and they're getting ready for it. Didn't fly entirely. It was a big wake-up call, but they're still going ahead with the plans, and the people claim they're not going to execute when the time comes, but there'll be false flags so horrible blamed on us that I don't know what to say, people, anymore. I don't know what to say, but I love you. That's all I can tell you. The way they're exponentially ramping up the tyranny right now, they're moving out of beta. They're moving out of beta. I can tell you right now, this is it. I'm going to skip this network break. It's too important. Mike in California on Radical Islam, then Doug, Phil, Renee, and Evan. Now, go ahead. Thanks for holding Mike here on the air worldwide on this Friday.
Hey, Alex. I'm happy to speak to you. I agree with a lot of the points with so many points that you make. I've listened to you for many years now. I'm only 27, but I've heard you speak a lot to enlightenment. And so basically what I want is if you can explain what enlightenment is to you, and if you can explain the word jihad, and if possible, if I can speak to you off air afterwards, I can hold. But I really
well, brother, I can't. I can't talk to you off air because I've got to continue on with the show, but if you've got a note for John or some tips, newstipsinfowars.com or something really hot, you can try to pass that on. We've got a skeleton crew. All our people are basically out in the field right now. This place is empty during the day. We are just totally overwhelmed. I would like to have some extra folks at work here to be able to follow tips better, but God bless you. I'll put you on hold, and you know, John can briefly find out exactly what it is you want to relay to us. A lot of people, when I do these Facebook mentions or I do special live shows or whatever, or I go off into a philosophical discussion of the new Renaissance, the new Atlantis, the Enlightenment, things like that, people then ask, well, that kind of sounds Masonic, or that kind of sounds classical Rosicrucian. That sounds like Francis Bacon. What are you getting at? Are you a Mason? Are you into this mystery school stuff? In the very discussions I have on that, I explain that that's who founded America, a consortium of Christians, of reformists, of occultists, but not in a satanic way. And I know Christians will argue, and I'm a Christian, that you know all occultism leads to the devil in one way or another. Well, then, you know, the jury's out on King Solomon. This is sophisticated stuff, okay? The point is, I've studied it all. And so I'm simply speaking about where this country came from and what it is and who the original Illuminati were and what they believe they were setting up, not the counterfeit of Adam Weishaupt that was countering a Enlightenment movement that was launching into a new phase in 1776, but had been around for over 300 years. So I judge a tree by the fruits, and the people that set up this country are the ones that ran through Magna Carta in 1215. They're the people that created the Renaissance. They're the people that created the Gutenberg Press. They're the people that created the Reformation. They're the people that created Western civilization and took it from just as barbarous or maybe worse than other cultures into what it is today. For all its problems, it's the most advanced. And so you make your own decisions. I haven't made all my decisions about it myself. I'm a Christian. I love Christ. But I'm not one of these establishment Pharisee preachers up there that is, you know, pushing this agenda of if you drink a beer, you're going to hell. And then meanwhile, he, you know, at night he's with a prostitute. I'm not one of the Pharisees that Christ talked about. They said, why do you hang out with prostitutes and former tax collectors and people that are the most reviled? And he said, because they're real people and they want to hear the truth and they've repented. They're not up praying in public on the hilltop and telling people how pious they are. And so that's where I come from. There was the original form of Christianity was very spiritual, very connected to God, very enlightened and powerful. It got taken over by establishment church and turned into what it is today, where you go through men, you go through priests, you go through the system. There are counterfeits of any of that original real Christianity that has become Gnostic or bled into other systems. That's the nature of these deceptions. But the original thread from Christ does come all the way through from Jerusalem all the way through into Scotland, England, France, Germany, you name it. And out of that, there was groups and organizations that said they wanted to empower humanity, said they wanted to develop science and technology and God's promise of building a heaven on earth and 1,000 years in the new Atlantis. The New World Order, though, is basically claiming they're that, but they're not. They want to be God and bring in a new dark age against humanity. And so when I talk about a new enlightenment, a new renaissance, I mean real freedom, real spread of ideas, real debate, community of humanity. Out of the Renaissance came the abolition movement, all of it that changed the world. So then America and England and France and Germany, the home of the Enlightenment, we get the blame for all the barbarism in the world when it was the Enlightenment that turned the tide against it. So the evil of the modern world blames the engine of human love, human empowerment. the celebration of humanity, the celebration of God's creation, and, of course, the Creator above it. The celebration of this wondrous time together. The celebration of all the things we're going to discover together. They say a philanthropist is a lover of humanity. But notice the globalists all call themselves philanthropists. They're not. They are would-be enslavers of the engine that is human consciousness and human ideas that is made in the image of the Creator of the universe. Look how we create. Look at what we do. Look at what we build. We are fantastical creatures. And other humans want to get in groups, dumb us down, and use us like beasts of burden. Because there's also that satanic thrill in capturing such a magnificent species and then mutating it and making it ugly. We will get our hands around your spiritual throats, globalists. We will cast you down with God's help, and we will rise. You are not going to stop us, and you already know it, and it's why you scream with hatred. It's why you boil with disgusted, filthy hate for humanity, is because you know you've lost, and you want to just drag as many people as you can into hell with you. And I'm sick of all these milquetoast fake Christians. You study the prophets and the Bible and Christ in there with a bullwhip, a multi-ended cat-o'-nine-tail beating people and kicking tables over and kicking people upside the head, the money changers, the manipulators, the false priests, the people sitting in front of you and God, keeping you from God, keeping you from enlightenment, keeping you from Renaissance, keeping you from all that God's given us, men and women coming together, children, our love, our communities, our humanity, all that's good God gave us. And this system gets up there on TV and superimposes itself between man and woman and family. How dare them come into a jurisdiction they have no jurisdiction in. But we've invited the vampires in. And now it's time to recognize the vampire is in our bedroom. It's in our kitchen. It's in our children's rooms. It's in the schools. It's in the banks. It's in the air. It's in the food. It's all around us. And just as sure as night follows day and then day follows night, all of you that hate humanity and hate strength and hate those that are strong and hate those that are noble, I now understand it all. You have the devil in your heart, and that's why you hate good. And you always try to convince those of us that are good and pure of heart that we're bad, that we've done something wrong, so that we'll kneel to you and let you dominate us and use us as a footstool, because then you can imagine you've dominated God, because you've dominated God's creation, made in his image. That's why they love giving each other medals and awards and power and prancing around on red carpets, because they want to pretend they are risen because they are fallen. They want to pretend they live because they're dead. We live, you sleep in your New World Order fantasy land. I live. I'm awake. I see. I see beyond your fake world you built into infinity and beyond. And that's why it's such a joke that people were awake and could see the enemy. They are horrible, little, deformed, satanic, stinking creatures. I'm going to go to break. I apologize. I said I'd take calls. I'm going to take them. Eva and Doug and Renee and all of you and Phil. I'm going to go to you and Doug. I'm going to go to you all. Just briefly, I'm going to plug and fund the operation. We've come out with the very best vitamin mineral fusion, multivitamin C absorber that we believe anybody's been able to do. It also helps fund our operation. This is great for kids, great for old people that have absorption problems. It's the highest quality amino acids, full spectrum vitamins, minerals, you name it. It's vitamin, mineral fusion, advanced multivitamin formulation. It will sell out by next week. Unfortunately, that's one of our problems funding our operation. We have popular nutraceuticals, but it's hard to make them at this level of quality because we have to wait sometimes till we get batches of stuff that's totally clean. We're at California standards that really nobody else can do with something with this many ingredients. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, and you can get it. It's fruit punch flavored, and it's super concentrated. Tiny little scoop makes a huge glass, two or three scoops, a pitcher like this we're watching on TV. And it is just amazing. You see how much weight I'm losing, even though I'm under all this stress, and how much healthier I've gotten and everything. And it's because of things like this. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com is the big umbrella site. Secret 12 Mythical Bottleman is back in stock. Also, X2, you name it, Super Male Vitality has really helped me. You can see the right reviews. We also have the great longevity products, InfoWarsHealth.com. That's InfoWarsHealth.com to find Pollen Burst Beyond, Tangy Tangerine, OsteoFX, and so much more. So for the great family of longevity products, discounted, you get free shipping when you sign up for auto shipping. Sign up to be a distributor, get 30% off your first order. InfoWarsHealth.com for all their hundreds of great products. And then find our game-changing products as well, InfoWarsLife.com, like the new Vitamin Mineral Fusion.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Longevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Longevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Man, listen to that guitar. More beauty from the human spirit.
Lines form on my face and hands.
I remember being 18.
Lines form from the up.
Felt good. But I feel like I'm 18 right now, but I feel better. As you gain knowledge as you get older, and as you have successes and failures, it is just so good to be a man. So good to get older. The knowledge just starts increasing. It's amazing. But with great knowledge comes great sorrow, the Bible says. It's true. All right, enough of Alice Cooper. Let's go to who's been holding the longest here. I'm going to go to Doug, then I'm going to go to Renee, then I'm going to go to Eva, then I'm going to go to Phil and Allie. But then Ali hung up and came back. Tell me, who's up first, John? I got the calls all scrambled here. I'm going to go to Doug in New Jersey first. And then, if you just tuned in, I mean, and I know I keep saying this because it's a big deal. The head of the RNC, Karl Rove's come out as well and just said, yeah, we may just appoint somebody who doesn't even have one delegate. And they're announcing censorship all over the world, all over the U.S. It's pretty clear they're going to let radical Muslims in, attack us, and then say it's our fault they're attacking if we criticize them. And Facebook and everybody's adopting Chinese-style censorship. I mean, this is it's all happening. I mean, I'm sure to tell you it's all happening. And then what do? You're just like, okay, now they're saying they're going to appoint people and then have a staged election. I mean, what comes next? Well, they're saying they're going to do bail-ins and just start taking money out of your bank account, and they're getting ready for global collapse. I mean, it's just crazy. And I cannot find words to impart how concerned I am and how concerned all the other experts are, basically. And I know you're concerned as well. And then you see the general public, kind of the trendies in people. They don't even know what planet they're on. What are they going to do during a Great Depression or a nuke going off in New York, like they say, you know, they're trying to get the public ready for, or whatever it is they're gearing up for. I mean, government is digging in worldwide like a 10-mile-wide asteroid's coming or something. I mean, I'm not saying that's happening. I'm just saying they're scared. They're freaked out. What is it? What's going on? Why are you bringing in millions of radicals? Why are you targeting gun owners and veterans? Why do you have death lists for veterans? Oh, why? Because they're evil, folks. We're in the hands of very evil people. And the media is so lapdog now that the French president, they cut the audio off at a press conference with the president. And the media is so controlled, it takes new media to cover it. I'm telling you, folks, they could take me and arrest me and take me into a FEMA camp, and MSNBC would probably report on it and say it was a good thing. Remember when they said, oh, of course we're persecuting the Tea Party and veterans groups and Christian groups. Of course we're not giving you 501c3 or taking them. And of course we're coming after you. You're racist. You deserve it. You're dehumanized. And these people give vent to every evil instinct they've got now. Black, white, doesn't matter. Like this video, black student assaults white hippie for appropriating dreadlocks, close quote. And it's some white chicken neck who has submitted and appropriated the dominant CIA artificial inner city hip hop culture that they put into Europe as well that was being adopted. It's totally synthetic. He's groveling. He's submitting. He's trying to submit and assimilate and be conquered. And they go, listen, we don't want to conquer you, filth. You're dumb. You're scum. We're going to beat you up. And then attack the camera person and then go to the dean and file a complaint on the people they attacked. Perfect, perfect social justice warrior logic where everything's about blaming you. Everything's about twisting everything against you. And it's not just with the social justice warriors at the colleges and the public schools. The general public's adopting it now. Everything's a blame game. Everything's twist what you've done. Everything is just mental illness and insanity all over the place. It's crazy. Doug in New Jersey, thank you for holding, Doug. You're on the air worldwide on this Friday edition. Go ahead, sir.
I want to say I feel gut punched. But before I begin, I'm telling you, God bless you, man. And wear that cross, and I hope you deadlift 600 pounds. You hear me? It's a disgrace. It's horrible what's going on. I actually have my TV off. It's like when you turn it on, it's like going into the twilight zone. You know what I'm saying? If they're not knocking blue-collar people, they're talking about Donald Trump is no good. Meanwhile, what's going on, like you said, they're allowing people that want to kill us to come into this country. And really, not for nothing, there is a hit list. No one talks about it on New Jersey troopers. No one ever talks about that. That's terrible. You follow what I mean? And then you have...
Oh, I know. There's especially in New Jersey, a bunch of them have been killed by the whole Black Lives Matter connected groups. And instead, The police are meant to then submit, go under the Strong Cities UN initiative, let them run them as social justice warriors, and then the hits will be removed. But forget the Mexican drug cartels threatening to kill cops if they don't roll over. That goes on in the Southwest. Literally, Soros, the Democrats, the Justice Department are saying, we're going to federalize you, we're going to prosecute you, we're going to come after you unless you roll over and let us run you, and then we'll deactivate the cop killing squads. And again, these are, they just put it out there that the cops deserve to die, then idiots go and do it. So you don't even have to give them the order to go kill the cops. And a lot of police departments are rolling over and saying, okay, we submit. We'll go after gun owners and veterans and patriots. We will now be tools of basically Al Sharpton and Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. This is how it works. And now the UN will come into every city, including Austin, and run the police departments.
We have Jihad, the radical Islamic training camps in America. It is like
they're all over, sir. Look, they're bringing in people and not even checking their IDs. That's in the news. We told you that years ago from our ICE sources. I was told, we have ICE sources want to meet with us at the border where they're bringing people in without IDs and giving them vouchers. I'm like, yeah, right. Even I couldn't believe it. They go down there, Jakari and everybody, they catch it all on tape.
I really appreciate also that you guys went in to the anti-Trump is to really bring out what these Walking Dead protesters are all about. They're zombies. It's sad.
Doug, they can't even talk. I appreciate your call. All they can do is come over and say, you are white. This is white people to white people. You're not allowed to ask questions. You have white privilege. Men will walk up to other men and go, check your privilege. Check it. I'm like, check your attack on my First Amendment, you slob. The weird thing is they're these anti-free speech fascists, but they're so full of themselves, they literally hate some guy going, I have organic milk and I grow my own crops and, you know, I'm just here to see what Trump has to say. And people are like just frothing at them. I mean, it's just, they're none of them have jobs. They just watch TV all day and go to college. They're in brainwashing camps. Of course they want to, quote, give you expedited partially paid for free college, because all it's going to be is giant cesspits of mental illness. Eva in Texas, thanks for holding them. Renee and others, you're on the air.
It is very nice to meet you, Mr. Jones. I've been trying to get a hold of you for more than a year now. First off, I want to say God bless you, your entire staff, all the Info Warriors, and all the listeners.
God bless you, ma'am.
What I wanted to discuss, first of all, a little bit of background about me, and I'll tell you about the liberal media and Donald Trump. I'm a fourth generation that came from Spain. I have blonde hair, blue eyes. I work in the medical field. I'm a nursing assistant. I see people all the time. I have a lot of family. I'm in a border city here in Texas. And one of the biggest things that upsets me is the whole lie that the media says that all Hispanics hate Donald Trump. It's baloney. Okay, you remember when Obama rolled out the open borders? Univision, once upon a time, used to be exactly like ABC. They used to give different kind of news, but it's all liberal. But the moment Obama rolled out the open borders, Univision changed to basically what I call them the illegal immigration channel. 90% of their news, I'm not joking, 90%.
Ma'am, I know. It is a coordination to bring in the North American Union, break down borders, and consolidate Canada, Mexico, and the U.S. It's admitted. They coordinated at the White House. Robert Rodriguez is at the meetings, actually getting government money to put out his TV channel. It is all race-based. And, of course, 70-something percent, depending on the Gallup poll, 67 to 72% of Hispanic Americans don't want open borders. They're not stupid. Mexicans in Mexico don't want an open border with Guatemala. They're not stupid. But they run this giant hoax that all Hispanics want open borders or all Hispanics hate Trump. And then when he got record numbers of Hispanics to vote for him in the primary, against the other candidates, that really freaked him out even more. So absolutely, they are trying to totally balkanize this country.
You're absolutely right, Mr. Jones. And the thing about it is that every single Hispanic I talked to, the older ones that went to the proper channels and legally became a U.S. citizen, they're against the illegal immigration. They are appalled that you have this group of people that a snap of a finger, they want benefits, they want this, they don't want to learn. They don't want to learn the way we live here. You know, they think that the way they were over there across Mexico it's the same thing here. And it's
well, that's it. I mean, Mexico, in many levels, has collapsed culturally. So are we. That's what the industrial age is, one of the byproducts of it. It's had some positive things, but also some very negative things. We're in a whole new environment now. Mexico has collapsed into a very evil, drug-dealing, globalist, murdering, thug-level thing. That's now been adopted by a lot of the young people. And so they're getting here, being indoctrinated into new groupthink, gangthink, with the Democratic Party, the Socialists, and others. But I'll say, the illegal immigrants of this country, on average, are nothing compared to freeborn Americans of every race, color, and creed that have been through the educational system, that watch 10 hours of TV a day, and that are trendy. They are the laziest, stupidest, weirdest, most hateful people you could imagine, the most entitled. So at the end of the day, they're just bringing in all the illegals to drive down wages and bankrupt everybody and bankrupt all those poor millennials. And so maybe they deserve to be bankrupted. They're so evil. I'll be honest with you. It's the larger globalism of having no laws and no borders is the end game of world government. So that's why I'm against it. But I do hear your points, and the polls show it. And it's so sad. It's so sad to know that Mecha and La Raza are race-based groups that say for those in the race, everything, those outside the race, nothing. And that they're funded by the Ford Foundation, Rockefeller Foundation, and others. You know, I said this hour I'd get into the whole CIA media control, and I haven't done it yet. I'll do it at the bottom of the next hour, I promise. Or Nico can come in here and punch me in the nose. He doesn't want to, but I need to be made to do these things. And it's so important, because what's happening is the great uncloaking is happening. Hey, yeah, we're going to appoint the president. Yeah, we're going to forcibly inoculate you. Yeah, Federal Reserve is private. Yeah, we do run things. Yeah, we did put fluoride in the water to brain damage it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Gardasil does attack your ovaries. Mm-hmm. What are you going to do about it? You see, they tried to hide all this, but now we won the war. You won the war, exposing it. So they go, okay, yeah, we want world government. Mm-hmm. And we're going to run your life, and we're going to do this. It's so sad. It's so sad that we're going into bondage. I grieve for what's happening. I grieve. But here's the problem, and it's also the answer. Karl Marx, when he wrote the Communist Manifesto, and of course when he wrote multiple books on the whole system of communism in practice, said that once they built a giant industrial state, that the state would wither away because there would just be people owning these giant factories. We all have spaceships and great medicine and live forever. But that's not what was ever meant to happen. And he was just copying what the Enlightenment and the Renaissance folks had been saying hundreds of years before. They'd actually just about delivered most of it, the medicine, the longer life, the indoor plumbing, aircraft, all of it. They were delivering all of it through Renaissance, free association. So he comes in, hijacks all that. The robber barons finance it to bring in a monopoly over the serfs that's billed as for the people. It's feudalism and slavery repackaged. But it's true that once you get a big enough industrial age, and then they make widgets, the new social trinket, the bauble that you've got to have, the iPhone, the whatever the case may be, the video game console, then once you have that, you don't care if you don't have enough money to have kids. You don't care that you can't have kids. You don't know why nobody can have kids. You don't know why you seem to swim in your mind all day from all the toxins and brain damage and the drugs you take. And then you just kind of give up and don't exist, and they're just brushing you aside. It's a high-tech cultural nerve gas they spray on us, basically, that in the aggregate soft kills us and takes us out of the game. They stun us. Like an electric eel will shock its prey and then eat it. We've been shocked. We're kind of... And then they're coming in for the kill here, folks, and I'm like, hey, wake up. Look. Man, I tell you, when the public finally opens their eyes, it's starting to happen for a lot of people, and you're like, whoa, and you got evil globalists all around you. Then people go, oh my gosh, Alex, it's worse than you said. I know, I understand. But hey, we're in the animating contest of liberty. We're not being negative. There's ways to turn this around and change it. We can do it. But we're going to have to go outside more. We're going to have to plant gardens. We're going to have to pray. We're going to have to break with the system. And that means getting outside the system, going outside, looking at the stars, hugging our families, forgiving our enemies who aren't globalists. I mean, dumb enemies on the ground that are stupid. most people that attack you aren't attacking you because they're actually evil at the low level. They're scared. They're envious. They're insecure. They're following false paradigms in their minds. They're projecting things onto you. You're projecting things onto them out of our own fears. But if we saw the enemy attacking us, which is right there, we're uncloaking it, they're uncloaking, then we would drop our differences and realize, man, this is really horrible what's happening. I want to go to Renee, Ollie, John, Phil, and others. In fact, Phil has been holding almost the longest. Let's go to Renee, Phil, then Ollie. Renee in South Dakota, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello?
Yes, welcome. Thank you for calling.
Hey, well, I'm calling because the city of Rapid City has started tearing down my house in the name of asbestos. The thing is that 60% of the houses in Rapid City have the same siding on it. They've been targeting me for a long time through code enforcement because I've been pointing out problems within the city government and everything else. So
the whole thing, all asbestos things are scam on average. If they seal it with sealants, then it's not a problem. It's the removal of it that puts it, you know, into the entire environment.
Exactly. Anyway, I need to tell my story because there are more people than me they're doing this to. And a lot of people...
Ma'am, it's called Agenda 21. Absolutely. It is using global standardized code enforcement to make life in America and the West impossible to bankrupt you. It's banning farming. It's banning barns. It's banning your kids getting eggs and milking the cows. I'm gonna hold over and let you have a few minutes on this, but we understand. We know, ma'am. But you can tell the public what you've been through, but it's raising standards to a level where it's impossible with the average paycheck to comply while selectively giving waivers to globalist operations so that they can thrive. It's feudalism. It's serfdom. It's the ultimate form of discrimination. And that's what's going on. The way you bring them down is you go and show city-owned buildings or things that have asbestos that haven't done it yet. You embarrass them, they'll move on to a weaker target. The wolves want weak targets.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profit. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Think body armor is just for commandos? Think again. In a collapse situation, you need to protect your entire family. Infidel Body Armor has created lightweight armor that repels AR-15 and AK-47 rounds. And priced at around $500, it won't break the bank. The whole kit weighs just 10 pounds, light enough for your 7-year-old or 70-year-old. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and get yours today. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
There's no easy way to tell you this, but you're being overcharged for your razors. Should an 8-pack of blades really cost $32? At Harry's, our answer is no. Harry's gives you a smooth, comfortable shave with the highest quality razors and only charges about half of what our competitors do. You might be thinking, wait, you can do that? You can just choose to charge less for something really well made? Well, yeah. We really do believe in providing our customers with the highest quality products at the best value possible. We're able to do this because we own our factory, ship directly to you, and because, well, we don't think it's fair to overcharge. Thankfully, our customers agree. Since launching Harry's, over 1 million guys just like you have made the switch and have been telling us how much better their shaving experience is. Try Harry's Starter Set today. With it, you get our ergonomic razor handle, extra blades, and our shave cream. That's a month's worth of shaving for just $15. As an added bonus, if you use code 5959 at checkout, we'll take $5 off your first purchase. That's Harry's.com, code 5959.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Look, during the break I was thinking, how do I warn people? How do I make them understand? We are under the beginnings of a total scientific dictatorship called a worldwide planetary technocracy by Zbigniew Brzezinski and all the top globalists since the 60s. They're published books, The Technotronic Era and others. Brzezinski admits that the government runs the sex rings, the drug rings, everything. I remember being 4 years old and my dad reading The Technotronic Era, and he goes, "This is incredible. They taught us this in Plan 2 at UT. It was supposed to be classified." I mean, my dad was at UT when he was in high school in whatever program that was. Yeah. And that's why I know about the whole world government, the whole deal. When I was a kid, my dad explained it all to me. They were teaching him that. And all the other top students from Texas, the Texas program at the time, it was really a state college then, they'd call them in and tell them when they were juniors in high school, "We're bringing in world government. We're doing this and that." And I remember being like 4 or 5 years old, my dad at the dinner table reading The Technotronic Era and going, "Son, listen to this. This is one of the top strategists, the National Security Advisor." He was in office then. Talking about how the government runs the narcotics and runs the sex trade and runs everything. That way they control it, son, you see? None of this stuff you see on the news about criminals and drug dealers is real. The government is run by big mega banks. They bring in all the drugs. And they write books telling you they do. That's how dumb they think we are. And then he talked about the future, what they would do, and how they'd end the family and everything else. And now we're here. We're just going over the edge into hell on earth. I want to go back to Renee and then Greg and Ollie and Phil. I'm going to get to all of you, but I want to give each caller plenty of time. Just realize it's so sophisticated, but then once you understand it's an attack, once you understand it's not being done for your own good, the people at the grassroots, the judges, the cops, the lawyers, they'll go, "Oh, the system doesn't work too good, but it means well, and we're helping people," and because they're not bad people themselves, but it's all done to end the country and end the world as we know it. And that's a fact. And it's unconstitutional. Because our founders had already faced earlier forms of oppression and manipulation under the British Empire, which was the best manipulative system at that time. The softest tyranny. So they tried to build something that would have escape hatches from what they dealt with. Oh, let's just throw this aside and see what happens. Now look how fast we're going downhill right now. The censorship, the control, the out in the openness. They want to normalize it for the next phase. And, folks, the next phase is going to be, I shudder at my gut level. Renee, go ahead and quickly tell folks what they've been doing to you there in South Dakota.
Well, they're just trying to steal my house. Basically, it's just another form of the city government. They stole a car out of my driveway. This is just their next step. They hired a company to remove the siding and the roofing, and now with them removing the roofing, all my ceilings have been falling in on the house.
Listen, they're marauding the enemy. They're frustrating the enemy. This is a military operation.
Exactly. They're doing everything they can to shut me down and, you know, doing everything to make my life difficult. You know, they use.
What do you think the kings in every ancient culture did to the people?
If they didn't kidnap you and take you to the dungeon, they made your life miserable at home, you know, taxed you to death, you know.
And people ask, why do you do that? Because they don't want you getting too uppity. They want to have you desperate so they totally control you.
Exactly. And the thing is I was being foreclosed on. They didn't even wait for the sheriff to evict me. I haven't been evicted from this home. They started this March 15th.
I know. They don't even follow process of law. Look, big banks are selling some houses 100 times over, and even CNN reported some of the houses, multi-million dollar, are 100% paid for with cash built by a family 20-something years ago, and they don't care. They just take the house and say, "We put on a piece of paper, it's ours." and we're going to take your popular vote and flush it down the toilet, because I'm Karl Rove. I'm a little pig.
Thank you for listening to GCN.
You will. Get ready to take all your bank accounts,
folks. GCNLive.com today.
Real gang raping's about to begin.